Hi, Carole.
Oh, did I hear something?
I'm sorry.
Okay, tell everybody.
Okay, so this is episode 8 of Sticky Pickles, end of series, and unfortunately, end of me.
I'm taking her out.
I am going to have a baby. So turns out that's going to take over.
Yeah, Sticky Pickles can't compete with a baby, which is, let's say, fair.
It's our podcast baby, but it's not as annoying as a normal baby. I mean, as lovely as a normal baby. Yes. So you're going to look after it in my absence.
Of course I will. So whilst I'm going to cry that you're leaving us, I'm actually going to launch season 2 next week. So there's not even going to be a break. We have lined up a number of different guest hosts who will have big shoes to fill.
Yes, well, quite small physically. Size 4.
Okay, not big shoes, big bras to fill. And currently big pants because you're preggers to fill because you're great. And I'm going to miss the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah. It's been really fun.
It has been fun. Mm. Tune in to next week with a brand new co-host and see what we got for you. I'm going to keep it as a surprise for you.
Also, I'm not actually dying.
Well, you're kind of dying for Sticky Pickles.
Dead to you.
No, you will always, always be one of the creators of Sticky Pickles.
That's true.
Yeah, we'll put it on your tombstone.
Thanks. And with that,
why don't you welcome us into the show?
Kick us off. Welcome to Sticky Pickles.
Down out now. Okay. Ever found yourself in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now?
I'm Anna.
And I'm Carole. This is episode 8 of Sticky Pickles, Not My Hair and a Joke Too Far.
I guess it's time for our first Sticky Pickle, Carole. Tell me about Not My Hair.
Well, Anna, this story starts off with a single hair. It's amazing what a single hair in the wrong place can do. It can make some people gasp, can make some people's faces drain of color. I mean, just sets off mental alarm bells ringing in some cases. Now, imagine finding a hair that wasn't yours in your car, like a car that no one had been in but you in months.
Right.
Like an unknown hair.
I don't know. My car's a state. I probably wouldn't notice.
Do you know what? I'm exactly the same. I'm like boho chic, a bit arty.
Yes. That kind of thing. You're too busy creating.
Exactly. Right? I've already got like dry dough or earth or paint or something. And
absolutely.
If you're a young mum, right, you're going to have all kinds of stuff. So if you saw hair on your clothes or in your car, you'd just be like, whatever. Right?
Yeah.
But there are some places, if a hair were, it would freak me out, like my bed or my shower. Meet Lana.
Okay.
Now, Lana sports a long raven mane, okay? Black, black, black. And Lana's married to Bruce. And Bruce is bald.
Okay.
Now, they've been together for years, like a nice, quiet relationship that moseys along. So long gone are the hot nights of naughtiness, right? It's been kind of replaced with Scrabble, maybe reruns of Family Guy. You know, that's when you know you're with the love of your life, right?
Yes.
When you can watch a Family Guy episode for the 15th time and not be bored.
Yes, just sat at the other end of the sofa, just not talking to each other.
So the other day, a day like that seemed like any other day, Lana is going into the shower and she happens to see this long blonde hair in the bath.
Right.
And she has very dark hair and Bruce is bald Bruce. And as far as we know, he doesn't have like long, straight ass back and crack hairs.
I was going to ask if he was bald everywhere.
Exactly. Is he shaved? Because, I don't know if he can get straight pubes. I don't know if that even exists.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, you see.
I don't know. Interesting.
Listeners, let us know.
Yeah.
So Lana kind of panics, right? And she quickly washes the hair down the drain, but she can't wash away that uneasy feeling. Mm. That hair did not belong there. And was bald Bruce up to no good? And the problem was that over time, it wasn't just one hair. Over the next few weeks, she spots another one and another one. One's like crammed near the toilet. One's just on the edge of the tap. And she starts keeping a log, a diary, a phone diary of spotting it, right? Like found behind tap of shower, you know, 7 inches long, Tuesday, April 7th, you know, one long strand, 5 inches on carpet landing, Friday, April 24th.
I like her.
Yeah, yeah, right? I thought you'd like her. What would you do at this stage?
Probably be two hairs and I'd be starting to question.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Where are these hairs come from?
Right. So yeah. So she's decided not to do this yet.
No,
she's gathering her evidence, but yeah. I think she's working up for it because she works out that all the mornings that she sees these hairs follow time when she was out of the house. So like Monday and Thursdays, she's at work. And it turns out she's seeing these hairs Tuesday and Friday. She works out over a period of about a month.
Bald Bruce, what's he up to?
What is Bald Bruce up to, right? And she knows she's not imagining it anymore and she needs to talk to Bruce. So casually, over a Ramosca ravioli and a pint.
Lovely.
She tells Bruce that she's going to do a massive cleanup of all the bedrooms on the weekend. Top to bottom, she says. Scrubbing the walls, shampooing the carpet, airing out the mattresses. Ooh. Just to gauge his reaction. Bruce, he shrugs. She cleans everything, finds no hairs.
Mm-hmm.
Except for in the bathroom. Mystery continues. Few more hairs show up. May 1st, May 8th, right? Logs them all. Time for tactic number two, she decides. So, hey, Bruce, Lana says, over their courgette carbonara. I was about to shower this morning and found this hair in the bathroom. Pretty weird, eh? And Bruce shrugs, goes back to his pasta. And Lana's getting the prickles. Like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. And how does she fix this? Spy cam the bathroom?
Ooh.
That could backfire, actually, because she showers there. So what do you do? He's denied it. He's shrugging. Looks completely nonplussed.
I'd be taking to Bruce's social media. And I'd be looking for
I would never even have thought of that. You see? God, we're such a good team. We're such a good team. We're
good detectives. I'd be looking for friends of his that have got long blonde hair.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then I'd try and look at their associations, see how often they talk. So I'd probably go down that rabbit hole, which probably wouldn't end well. And then I'd ask Bruce again. I'd basically ask Bruce and ask Bruce and ask Bruce until he got so fed up with me that he confessed.
Yeah. You're thinking Bruce is in on it. Bruce knows what's going on.
Well, if it's only Bruce and Lana that live in the house.
Yeah. And it's not Lana, got to be Bruce.
Yeah.
Well, she thinks so too. So between bites of breakfast for dinner, one of my all-time favorite meals.
Oh.
Right?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Oh my God, you have to do that.
I've not lived, Carole.
No! There's nothing like the smell of bacon and eggs at 8 o'clock at night. I love it.
Oh, okay. I'll try it later.
So she says she's found another hair, this time in the hallway.
Oh.
And Bruce shrugs again and says, look, she's the one who's been out. She was at work all day. She probably dragged it in from work or the store or whatever. And suddenly she gets a lightning bolt idea. The plug hole. Right?
Ooh, ooh.
So when Bruce is asleep, Lana goes to investigate. And she pulls out this huge knot of hair from the drain in the bathroom.
Oh.
And there's like lots of black hair. But there's a ton of long blonde hair.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Lana, of course, bags and logs the evidence. Because, you know, Lana.
Because she's Lana, yeah. Well done her.
I wonder if she extricated the black and blonde ones from each other.
I suspect she probably did. I imagine her in full forensic gear.
Maybe she's planning to do a DNA test on it or something. Anyways.
That was my immediate initial thought. Get it out for DNA. And then I thought, I don't actually have access to DNA testing.
That would be kind of complicated. Yeah. So Lana tells her boss she needs half a day. So that's quite smart, I think, right? So rather than webcamming her house, she's just going to surprise the household,
clever.
Right?
Yep.
So she gets half a day. She drives home. There's no mystery car in the drive.
Mm-hmm.
She opens the door up really, really quietly, even lifting the door and the hinges, right? So it doesn't do that squeaky thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no hot blonde in lingerie being chased around the house by Bald Bruce.
Thank God.
Now, what do you do, okay, at this stage? Like, so you're at the door, you've been quiet, no one's heard you. Do you, declare, announce yourself and just see what happens, make a ton of noise and see what happens, see what the fallout is? Or do you sneak around to try and catch them in the act?
Ooh, I'd probably make a lot of noise.
Otherwise, yeah, me too, I think.
Yeah, Bruce is going to say, why are you sneaking around?
Yeah. Exactly. How embarrassing as well. Like, what are you doing?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
He's just sitting there, you know, playing, I don't know, Dungeons and Dragons or whatever Bald Bruce does.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So she didn't have time to make a play because Bruce walks out of the kitchen with two homemade lattes.
Ooh.
And by the look on his face, Lana could see that Bruce was extremely surprised to see her. It was not for her.
No.
And then Lana hears the shower turn off. So the color drains from both their faces, but for entirely different reasons, right? Bruce is about to say something. He looks like he's panicking, and the bathroom door opens. Out comes, wrapped in her, Lana's pink towel, is this beef bus of a guy sporting an incredible, but only last seen in the 80s, long blonde mullet.
Like Nemal.
Like, what was his name? Fabio.
Oh, I don't know who.
You don't know who Fabio is? You're too young. You gotta.
No, I can only think of Limahl and Pat
I don't
Sharp.
Even know who Limahl is. So, like,
he was probably around before you came over to England. I don't know if he
I'm
made
looking
it to
him
Canada.
Up. I'm looking him up.
Look him up. He's.
Oh, wow. Yeah, nice. Nice.
I imagine it's like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, me too. Okay, I'm never going to picture it in any other way. Limahl hair. Okay, so yeah, so he's sporting Limahl hair.
Right.
So Lana stands there, right? And shock is not strong enough a word to describe how she's feeling because, you know, she was both right.
Yeah.
He was obviously up to no good, but so, so wrong about the whole situation.
Yes.
And automatically, she just dives her hand into her handbag. And blonde guy ducks because he thinks she's going to pull out a weapon or something. But
Pepper
Lana
spray.
Just hands him a Ziploc of his hairs.
Oh, why is she carrying them around?
She goes, I think this is yours. And Bruce just sighs. And Bruce says, meet Louis. And it turns out that Louis and Bruce went to university together. Louis lost his job, then his apartment, and he's been couch surfing for months. And on Mondays and Thursdays, he showers, eats, and uses the Wi-Fi at their house. Uh-huh. Bruce has basically been helping him out, but he was afraid Lana would say no because she didn't really know him and wouldn't like a homeless person in the house.
Yes.
So don't jump to conclusions is the moral of the story.
It is. Although, why did he not say?
I know. Why would he shrug all the time? And that's the other thing. That's the other moral of the story. Shrugs are almost always deceptive.
Yes.
Like even three-year-olds lie by shrugging. Like,
yes.
Did you eat the cookie?
Yes. I don't want to say. That's what my son says. I don't want to tell you.
That's smart. Dead giveaway, though.
Yes. I'm like, I think I know.
Okay, Anna, your turn. Regale me with a joke too far.
Well, I've got a bit of a gross one for you this week, girl.
Oh, no.
Okay, so let's start with Stefan.
Stefan.
He lives with his housemate, Greg.
Right.
And they're your typical lads. So they like playing football, watching football, going to the pub on a Friday night.
Your kind of man.
Exactly. Gaming together when they're at home. You know, that sort of thing. They're but they're friends first and housemates second.
So, yeah, buddies first. Okay, flatmates second. Gotcha.
Late 20s. Right. And they also love practical jokes.
You're going to say prêt à manger. I was going, wow.
Well, if they would like to sponsor us,
they have a delicious Ploughman's. Yes.
They do. It's the best sandwich.
It's a great sandwich.
Posh cheese and pickle.
Yep. No, okay, so not prêt à manger, but
no,
they like practical jokes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they like prêt too. I don't know.
I do. Yeah. I like a practical joke. Well, I like giving them. I like getting them occasionally too.
Yeah, quite fun. My sister, when she was at uni, her housemate taped loads of her stuff to the ceiling of her room, which was quite amusing. Basically, all her belongings got taped to the ceiling of her bedroom.
We once at a place that we worked at, we put someone's office inside the men's gents. His desk and his chair and his bin. So he'd walk into the gents and there it was.
See, I love that kind of thing. That's great. So they also love, so what they love the most about practical jokes is playing them on each other.
Right, of course, yep.
So it's a long-running thing. So it started when Stefan got Greg by removing all the labels from the tins of Greg's food. How annoying would that be?
Oh,
you'd go in for your baked beans and then you'd end up with some don't know what, curry, tinned curry.
Oh, wow. Gross. That would be so annoying.
It would, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I think I'd be pissed off, actually, if someone did that to me. Isn't that funny?
Oh, would you?
Like, oh, no, like all the waste.
You're going to waste all this food.
Yes.
It would be like a challenge. It'd be like one of those box meals that you get delivered through the door, like a HelloFresh.
Yeah, you'd weigh them. Yeah, you'd weigh each one to find out the different weights, right? So you could actually at least categorize them.
Yes, that's a clever idea. So you'd be like, this weighs 450 grams and I'm going to open it. Oh, it's beans. So the next one that weighs 450.
Okay. I know this is probably not even what your story's about, but that was that's a good one. I like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there's something to annoy your husband with.
I do most of the cooking, so might backfire.
Yeah, that's true. So then Greg got him back by hiding alarm clocks all around Stefan's room and setting them to go off through the night. That's also
delicious.
Quite a good one. Yeah.
That's a very delicious one.
Yeah. So then Stefan tried the old cling film on the toilet, classic trick. So they're sort of outgrossing it. They're trying to they're upping each time. So there was a soaking wet floor. Greg wasn't happy. So it was time for Greg to get Stefan back.
Yeah, soaking wet floor, that's starting, causing damage in the house and stuff.
Well, also, it's not soaking with water, is it? It's soaking with wee.
You see, I'm so innocent. Okay.
You are, Carol. That's the number one thing I think of.
These are really good ideas. I'm taking notes here. My husband better watch out.
Yeah. Although you kind of want to do that joke to someone who you don't live with.
Right. So next time I come over, watch out. Anna. Okay.
Wonderful.
When you come out from the loo.
Can I just borrow your cling film? Time for Greg to get Stefan back. So one day, Greg, he's sort of looking around thinking, oh, what can I get him with? There's no hurry. I'm going to get him with a good one, though. And one day, everybody's out. Greg notices that there's some clotted cream and strawberries in the fridge. And Greg thinks to himself,
they're posh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Now's my time. So he wants to freak Stefan out. So he hatches a plan involving, his testicles, Carol. His testicles. So the idea is he's going to dip his balls into the clotted cream. The aim is that he'll leave a perfect indentation of his knackers in the clotted cream. So Stefan will go to it and try and eat it, and he'll see a ball imprint and it'll freak him out.
Do you know what? Would that work? Would you even notice the ball imprint?
Well, see, this is the problem.
Unless there was a bunch of pubes there, that would stop me. That would stop me right away. I'd be like,
there were a couple of snags on the way out.
Yes.
So this is the plan. And Stefan's out with his girlfriend somewhere. So Greg takes the clotted cream into his bedroom and starts to perform the task.
Okay.
But it's quite a tricky maneuver, if you can imagine. So
I don't have testicles, but it depends how much, I guess it depends how low they hang.
That's very true. I can imagine that you've seen a couple, though, and you kind of can imagine what they might look like.
I think I'd probably do it on the loo or over the bathtub if I were a guy and needed to do that.
Yes.
Or something, right?
Yeah, you want a height. So this is the problem. So he puts the pot on the floor and he sort of tries...
And not a yoga master.
Exactly. He tries to lower himself into it, but he can't get... It's sort of like he's trying to do the limbo, but he can't get himself
goddess
in the right
position. Goddess styly. Yes. That's what it's called, the goddess.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Go down and teabag. So that's what he's trying to do.
Yes.
He's teabagging the clotted cream during the goddess yoga pose.
Yes.
Does it succeed?
No, because he can't get himself in quite the right position because he's a footballer. He's not flexible. He's not a yoga master, you know.
Tight muscles.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Should have been doing the yoga, you know.
Exactly.
Just go on YouTube. So Greg puts the pot on a stool because he thinks more height. That's good. Like you said, Carol, bath would have been a good idea too, or the toilet. And this makes things much easier, but the cream, clotted cream, is kind of thick, right? So he sort of just ends up with a thin layer of cream on his balls and not much of an indentation on the actual cream.
So he's have to get through that top layer. There's kind of almost a crust or something. There's a cream crust on the clotted cream, on good clotted cream.
So he gets that. He's sort of got that on the balls. Not much of an indentation. So basically the trick has failed, right? So he hasn't got the desired effect, but he's running late to meet his friend. And so he pops the cream back in the fridge and he leaves the house and he thinks, I'll deal with that later.
I was really worried that you'd say he had a pet while he was trying to experiment with this whole thing and it all went
Just a dog. Okay. No.
Yeah, exactly.
No dogs involved. So a few hours go by and Greg returns home and he opens the door and the house smells like that smell of like delicious roast dinner. And he can hear voices he doesn't recognise. So he walks into the kitchen and sat at the table are Stefan.
Right.
His girlfriend, Marie.
Okay.
And Marie's parents.
Oh, no.
So they're tucking into some roast lamb that Stefan has made. And he's like, he's clearly made an effort. There's even like a posy of flowers on the table. Like he's really sort of pulling all the stops out for Marie and her parents, obviously trying to impress. So Greg says hi and walks into his bedroom. And then it dawns on him. The clotted cream is probably for this meal. Probably for pudding, which they haven't started yet. So, Carole, what do you do, right? You're Greg and you've dipped your balls in the clotted cream. You've teabagged the clotted cream and you, but...
With my man balls.
With your man balls, yeah. So what would you do?
Okay, so I, knowing these guys and how they act,
yeah,
right? He probably should go over into the fridge casually.
Yeah.
Grab the clotted cream and just start eating it from the kin.
But would you want to eat your own?
I'm thinking he probably won't mind that.
Maybe.
I mean, they're just his balls. Would he mind?
It twice depends when he last had a shower, I suppose.
Like if he shat in it, there'd be like I would not. That would not be my first.
But then Stefan's going to say, what are you doing? That's my clotted cream. I bought
that. Yeah, sorry. I was starving. I don't know what was going on.
Oh, so,
really
so Greg just needs to skim off the top.
More. I'll get more. Skim off the top and offer to get more.
Okay. Yeah, that's one option.
Or maybe go into the fridge and knock it over at accident, trying to get to the, I don't know.
But you can't knock over clotted cream. Can you? It's sort of solid. This is the problem.
Yeah, and it would stay in the jar. You'd have to open it and then...
smash it on the floor.
Yeah. Or often make dessert and screw up, make it so gross that no one wants to eat it.
That's true, but they sort of don't want Greg in the house. Like, they don't
want him... right, he's not invited to the party.
No, he's not invited. It's like a special foursome.
Tell me what he does.
So Greg is too scared, basically. He freaks out and he gets too worried to tell the in-laws that he's teabagged the cream.
Of course.
Because,
He just wouldn't.
Yeah. Hi, nice to meet you. Don't eat that clotted cream because I put my balls in it. So he does what every good scuppered prankster should, and he hides away in his bedroom until it all goes away. Except that curiosity gets the better of him. So he goes to get himself a drink, and his suspicions were right. Stefan, Marie, and her parents are polishing off some perfect summer strawberries along with the clotted cream that Stefan has served.
Okay.
So Greg... makes his drink and goes back to the hideaway and waits for everyone to leave. But the question is, once it's all over, like that's a good trick because he's made Stefan eat his ball cream. But should he tell Stefan? Because Stefan and Marie, they're a bit sort of on the edge. They're a bit on the rocks. And he's clearly made a really big effort. So is he going to find this funny? What would you do?
I think I would store it with the plan of telling them at the earliest, when the appropriate time. I can store a story. I could store a story for years.
Oh, I couldn't. I'd have to blurt it out.
Yeah, no, I could hold it. I mean, with the idea that I would want to tell them.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think it would be funny, but it may not be funny now. It might be funny after they break up, for example.
Yes.
Or it might be funny if they get married. That'd be the great story to tell at
the wedding. Best man speech.
Right? Exactly. Hi, mom and dad-in-law.
Haven't seen you for a couple of years, but guess what I did?
I've got a great speech for this wedding.
Yes, that is an option. Yeah.
What would you do? You just run over and say, oh my God, I can't believe you. I knew what I did. I dipped my boobs in it.
I think I'd have to.
Is that worse?
What, no, boobs aren't as bad as balls.
I agree.
Yeah. Balls are more sweaty, aren't they? Let's face it.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to know, actually, if I were the parent.
No.
I wouldn't want to know.
Yes.
Never tell me.
I'm thinking that if I was Greg, I'd think, I'll store this one up for me because it's quite funny, but I'm not going to tell Stefan and I'm just going to keep it to myself and I'll get him with another joke.
What if he had some kind of infection that he was able to pass on?
Oh, no. If he finds out at a later date.
Gonorrhea or something, or syphilis or something.
Ball disease.
Ball disease. Jock itch.
Oh, no. Then you'd really have to.
And also, it would be a lot easier depending on where you bought your clotted cream, if you were really insisting on doing this. Because if you bought, you know, shopped at Costco, it'd be a much bigger tub, probably a kilo tub, right?
That's true.
And then it'd be almost like sitting on a potty.
Yes.
Right. So don't buy those just to stop your roommates from teabagging your...
You'd end up just falling back into it, wouldn't you? And just be a bum imprint, which might be fun.
That's right. That, yeah. I'm never eating at your house. So there you go. Episode 8 of Sticky Pickles and our last Sticky Pickles with Lady Anna Brading. One seriously funny lady.
And I may be gone, but I'll still be listening, Carole, so you better make it good.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll tell them some of your sticky pickles, Anna.
Oh my God, please don't. Ever found yourself in a sticky pickle? Tell us everything and we'll try and fix it for you. Or Carole will. You can get in touch on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. Anything else you can find on stickypickles.com. And if we made you smile, and also if you want to leave a nice review saying how amazing I was, you know what to do. Subscribe and review.
See, Jesus, she leaves us and still wants all the honours.
Just a parting shot.
Okay, that's it, guys. See you next week with a brand new co-host.
Goodbye forever. This podcast was created, hosted, and produced by Anna Brady and Carole Terrio. Inspired by the internet, embellished by us.
There you go.
Bye.
Fuck you, Anna.
Oh, it's a bit sad.
It is sad. But I've forgotten you already.